Union Publishing presents Right with God, written and read by Michael Reeves. Does life matter? Yes. Have I any value? Yes. Can I know forgiveness? Yes. Can I be known and loved? Yes, yes, yes. A million times yes. Here is a Lord who stoops down, who stretches out his hand, and who whispers, "Do not be afraid. Here is Jesus." Emma Scrivener, A New Name, Grace and Healing for Anorexia. Chapter 1. Love That Liberates. How do you get someone to love and accept you? You make yourself more attractive, right? You make yourself more lovable and appealing. That's what all the adverts tell us. It's the relentless drone of social media. Yet, with God, it is the other way round. With God, failing, broken people are attractive because they are loved. They are not loved because they are attractive, as Martin Luther put it. In other words, God does not love people because they have sorted themselves out. He loves failures, and that love makes them flourish. This is a little book about being right with God. It is a book about that center ground of the Christian good news, justification. There is a consistent testimony down through the centuries. Those who have come to know this truth have found it to be one of unutterably sweet liberation. William Tyndale called it merry, glad, and joyful tidings that maketh a man's heart glad and maketh him sing, dance, and leap for joy. Thomas Bilney found it gave him a marvellous comfort and quietness, insomuch that my bruised bones leaped for joy. Charles Wesley sang, "My chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose, went forth, and followed thee." May you know such liberation today, if you don't already know it. Entering paradise. But how? The young Martin Luther didn't know how to be right with God, and it made him miserable. It was hardly his fault, though. He'd been brought up to believe that the way to get right with God is through a process of internal improvement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?